to Focus on the Community. I am Renee Lyle on Memories 107.9 WAMW on this Saturday morning, October 6th. Joining me in the studio is Sharon Mead, who is the Oncology Navigator at Davies Community Hospital. Sharon, we're talking about, our focus for this time is about breast cancer because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Yes. And with that, let's talk about it. Breast cancer is very prevalent around the area. You hear a lot more about it. Is that because people are getting more knowledgeable about it?
Yes, it is because, yes, we are putting out more information for women to get their mammograms, and our equipment now is better to detect them as well. And then we have programs for ladies who don't have insurance who can get mammograms. So all of those combined is making a difference as far as finding the breast cancer early.
Okay, so let's dive right into it. If I am worried, or if maybe I have a history, which we'll talk about that a little bit later, but if I have a history of breast cancer, when should I go and get my first mammogram?
Okay, the American Cancer Society recommends at age 40.
Okay.
Now, if you've had a prevalence in your family of many women and men can get breast cancer as well, I would start talking to your physician at age 35. Now, before that, starting in your 20s, you should do self-exams to find a tumor that might be suspicious. You should know, by doing self-exams, you'll know what your breast normally feels like. And so if there's something there different, then you'll be like, oh, maybe I need to get this checked out. I found my own before. I had a mammogram scheduled, and I found my own, and it was firm. It did not move, and I knew it was different from what my breast had felt before.
Gotcha. So whenever you do those self-checks, you want to check all the area around your breast.
Yes, and try to avoid right before or right after your menstrual period, because you will have lumpy breasts then,
okay,
because of the hormones.
Yeah.
So do it in between. But if you do it regular, you can do it in your shower. And I do have shower cards that I can make available to anyone who wants. But you need to follow all areas. Your physician can help you to know exactly how to do it, but follow all areas of your breast, and so that you know what's normal and what's not. And always, if you have something that you're really kind of concerned about, best get it checked out than to leave it alone.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of insurance companies do provide, it's a preventative maintenance type of insurance, so it's covered. But what if you don't have insurance? What if it's not covered?
Correct. We do have two grants. One is from the Indiana Breast Cancer Awareness Trust. If you see the license plate on cars that have the pink ribbon,
yeah,
okay, some of that money that you paid for that license plate goes towards Indiana program for ladies that we can give you a mammogram. We do have financial guidelines that need to be followed, but they are pretty, I don't want to say easy, but it's easier to get grants through that. We also have the Susan G. Komen grant as well. So we have both grants this year. That's the first time that we've had two grants, and we've been using them to help ladies that you may have insurance and your deductible is really high, so we can use it then. And if you do not have insurance, then we can use it then. So if any question whatsoever, call in and to the mammography department of the hospital, and the girls there can help answer your questions. And if there's any question as to whether or not you qualify, we have a source that we can go to see. But it is pretty, like I said, easy, I guess I want to say, to get that grant.
Good. And it's awesome that DCH went above and beyond to get not one, but both of those grants.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
And Davies Community Hospital does have an oncology department. Why don't you give, do they need to call? How do they schedule an appointment for a mammogram?
They can call a direct dial-in number. It's 812-254-2856. And if no one answers immediately, do leave a message because they may be with a patient, but that is the number. The other way you can get a hold of someone is to call the 812-254-2760 number and ask for radiology. The secretary can help schedule that for you as well.
And you guys open, of course, every weekday, 8 to 5? Or
yes. On Wednesdays, we have late hours. We go to 5:30. At the moment, it's Monday through Thursday. It will be changing to Monday through Friday again soon. But at this time, it is Monday through Thursday. And I know Wednesday evenings are till 5:30. I think the other days are a little shorter, possibly till 3 or 3:30. But Wednesdays are longer.
And it's important, it's very important to get a mammogram, but people hesitate because they think that they've heard these stories that it hurts. Yes. I have not had one. So you have to explain to people, Sharon, you explained it very well off the air.
Now yes, yes, it might be a little uncomfortable for some women, but if they don't compress, they don't get a good reading. Yeah. And it's very important to do that. So it's just, just a very short time that they're compressed, and they, you know, as soon as they take the film, then they, you know, let you go. But it is very important to get a good reading.
And I think that the best way that you can describe that is it's uncomfortable, but it's uncomfortable for a good reason.
Right.
You know?
It's not a hurt, as you're right. It's more just for a few seconds, it's uncomfortable.
And a little, you know, it can be embarrassing too. But again, you have people here that are trained professionals. That's what they do.
To do. The girls that do our mammography, they have been doing it for years. And so they are good. They know how to make it be, to do it correctly. And they also, just to give you a little bit of reinsurance, when there is something that they see just immediately with their eyes that looks a little bit suspicious, they will go ahead and notify the radiologist right then and there, hey, there's something here that we think you ought to look at a little bit. And so they'll have you sit and wait until he looks at it and says, oh, that's okay or it's not. Now, the radiologist does do a thorough reading of your film, but if there's just right away something that just jumps out at them, they are good about notifying him so that if there's no more films needed, they're done right then and there.
You know, I'm going to step, it's still under the same thing, but I want to emphasize and really let people know, breast cancer is not just for women. Men need to get that scan too. And, you know, is it right at the same age? Do they still compressed? Or how is that followed, Sharon?
I've been in oncology a little over 20 years, and I personally have taken care of two men locally here with breast cancer. And if you find a lump, you know, if there's some kind of a bump there that you see, like, hey, this is kind of not normal, have it checked out. And they do, they do a mammogram. It's a little harder.
Bit more difficult.
Yes, it is a little more difficult, but they can. And we also do ultrasound as well if we see something that is suspicious.
Now, is that still covered, and or would they have to do a grant for that for insurance purposes?
Here's the difference. I need to explain this. A screening mammogram is if you have no problems that you've noticed.
No lumps, no
yeah, that is screening. Yeah. And yes, insurance pays for that. Now, if you go to the doctor and say, hey, I've got something here I'm concerned about, automatically becomes a diagnostic. And the grant also covers screening and diagnostic. We even have money for if you have to have biopsy and you don't have insurance, we even have money for that. So there is a difference. I do want ladies to know that, and their physicians, that when they feel something that's suspicious, it immediately becomes diagnostic, and the approach is a little different as far as checking out the suspicious area.
That's wonderful. That again, those grants, that just, it's a huge help. And it, you know, if there's anything wrong, get it checked out, because if anything, you're going to either have that relief or at least know something. And like you said, you're one of the ones that actually talks to the women if something is found.
If there is a suspicious lump, and then this is, and like I said, if they find it, if they see it right then, they take care of it and have extra films. But if, you know, you go home thinking everything's all right, and then they call you and they say, well, we want to get a few extra films, right then and there, your anxiety level goes straight up.
Absolutely.
And so they will do more films and ultrasound if needed. And then if they still think that possibly a biopsy needs to be done, we will schedule you for a biopsy. And the purpose of the biopsy is to rule out, is it cancer or is it not? There are like fibrinomas, and there are tumors that are not mm-hmm. cancerous. And so the whole purpose is to find out if it is or isn't. Now, I do meet the ladies when they have their biopsies and reassure them that as soon as that report is ready, that I get it to their physicians, because, you know, anxiety, that I think is the hardest part, knowing, you know, is it or is it not? It's the waiting is very difficult.
You don't want to be waiting 2-3-4 weeks. I mean, no, two or three days, 2 or 3 hours is probably a long time. But
so, but reassured, if you are called back, it don't necessarily mean, oh my gosh, I got cancer. It just means there's something and we have to rule out, you know, what it is. And so that's why my purpose then is to make sure that their doctors get the results and that their doctors call them and let them know, yes, it is unfortunately cancer, or no, just go ahead with your regular mammogram follow-ups every year.
Gotcha. And you have a doctor that comes up for the oncology unit at Davis Community Hospital.
Yes, we are very, very fortunate. We have Dr. Thomas Waits, who comes up to us from Evansville, from Oncology Hematology Associates. And he is a very caring physician who he comes on every Tuesday and some about every other Friday. And he is very compassionate. Very intelligent. He knows the latest treatments that are out there. We are very fortunate to have a physician of his caliber.
That's phenomenal, especially for him to come up to Washington and really help that out in Davies County. So that's awesome. You know, what's the biggest reasons in order to get a mammogram? Is it because early detection means that, you know, of course your life expectancy of course goes up on that, or is there more to it than that, Sharon?
Okay, you know, any cancer, not just breast, any cancer, the smaller, the earlier you find it, the better prognosis you have. You don't want any of those little cells to float off into other parts of your body and then it becomes metastatic. So the smaller it is when you find it, the better your prognosis. Actually, if you get a mammogram year after year after year, and at the same, you know, at Davies Community, at the same facility, then they will find it when it's much smaller than if you don't have them regularly. I mean, I have a little in my office, I have a little, it's like a keychain that has the sizes, and you'd be amazed at how tiny they can find a breast cancer versus if you find it yourself, you know, it's already gotten bigger mm-hmm. if you can feel it. So the prognosis is much better if you get it before it gets metastatic.
It's amazing. I had a really one of my best friends that is a breast cancer survivor, and she found it the very little. I mean, we're talking centimeters and millimeters,
tiny.
And I mean, you don't even think that that's even possible,
right? And if you find it when it's very small, most likely you'll have a lumpectomy, maybe a little bit of radiation. You won't even have to have the word chemo, mm-hmm. you know. And so that is why we want you to get your mammograms and to be faithful about doing those.
I think that's what scares people so much. You've heard so much about chemotherapy, which, you know, and people are scared of that. They really are.
Well, yes, and I do want to put in a little plug about that, is that in my short time, my 20 years of being in oncology, the advances, the studies, the research, oh my goodness, it is so much better. Used to be when I was first in oncology and when we did give chemotherapy, you know, we didn't give you all the what we call the pre-meds before your chemo, and you'd get sick and then we'd give you medicine. Well, now with all of the research, we know to give you pre-meds like an anti-nausea medicine and maybe some steroid that prevents you from having as bad a side effects as what, you know, we used to have years ago. And the advancements is amazing. All the new drugs, it seems like every other week we're hearing about a new drug coming out.
And it's, you know, with the American Cancer Society and the Susan G. Komen, you know, just money gets donated every single year to try to get that where we hopefully will have that cure for cancer.
Yes, you know? Definitely support. I was just at the Evansville Komen Race for the Cure this past Sunday. And that is an area that some of the money from that goes to research and some of it goes to the grants. And some of it goes to education. And the Relay for Life. Please support your Relay for Life. The American Cancer Society gives a lot of its money towards research. And the other part is like for education. I get the little booklets for my patients and give them that in their very good reads. The American Cancer Society really does have a lot of good information that you can find.
And you gave me, of course, this wonderful book. It is actually from the American Cancer Society, but it's a booklet about getting mammogram and it has a lot of information. But you said those shower cards too. Can they just drop by and they have any questions, they can talk to you, Sharon?
Yes. If you go to like the front desk and ask the auxiliary to contact me, I do have shower cards that I'm willing to give you that I've gotten from the Susan Komen Foundation, and it, you can hang it in there, and it's just a reminder to you, oh yeah, I need to get my, you know, do a self-exam. Mm-hmm.
And then that's really preventative, prevent. It is for, there is a yes. reason for that. It's helping
and,
you out.
And, you know, not only the mammograms, but as far as your general health, if you, as far as preventing any cancer, of course, you need to have a proper diet and you need to exercise. And that's two things that some of us Americans are not very good at, you know?
But, raise my hand.
Yeah, those are things that really help prevent cancer as well, but get your screenings. Definitely get your screenings,
especially if you maybe it's like I said, running in your family. It's genetics is yes. a big part of that.
Yes, it is, and there are tests that can be done, genetic testing for families. But and even if you're like I did have the test and I was negative on the gene that they talk about that, you know, is in families. But it is a familial thing, even though you don't have the gene. In some families, it's not in every family, mm-hmm. but in some families, they'll say, well, my aunt, my mom, you know, all had breast cancer. So especially if you're in one of those kinds of families, talk to your physician. I was started at age 35 with my mammograms. I'll never forget the physician isn't with us here at Washington any longer, but I remember having my annual exam, my, you know, pap smear and the checkup mm-hmm. that you do. And I sat down and he said, you're at that age. And I looked at him and I thought, what age, you know? But I am so glad now, knowing my history, that he did start my mammograms at age 35.
And so are you a breast cancer survivor?
Yes, twice.
Wow, twice. Sharon.
Yes.
Yay, I'm glad,
yes.
though.
Yes. The first time in 2007 and the second in 2014. And that is in both times. Well, the one in 2007, I was scheduled for a mammogram the next month, but I found the lump myself in the shower.
There you go.
So yep. there okay. you go, you know. And mm-hmm. so, and then the second time it was extremely tiny and they found it on mammogram, my annual mammogram that I did. So, and I was one of those women that had frequent callbacks mm-hmm. and, you know, it makes you anxious when they call you back. I totally understand, but definitely if they call you back, do get the more films and follow through so that if there is something there, we can find it early.
Wonderful. Give them that, for the hospital phone number again.
Okay. They can call a direct dial-in number. It's 812-254-2856. And if no one answers immediately, do leave a message because they may be with a patient. But that is the number. The other way you can get a hold of someone is to call the 812-254-2760 number. And then you can ask either for the mammography department or you can ask for radiology, and they can schedule you for a mammogram. And you know, if you ever just have questions that you want to ask anything about breast cancer, your breast health, you can call me. My office is within the hospital. On our clinic days, you'll find me upstairs on Tuesdays where Dr. Waits, and on some Fridays when Dr. Waits is there. But outside of that, I am in a little office of my own, and my extension is 1426. So you call 254-2760, and then when the prompt comes on, you can type in 1426, and it gets to my office. And you have any question about breast health at all, if you want a speaker for your group, anything, I'm willing to help get the word out about breast cancer, or any cancer for that matter.
Well, you've been a great interview today. Thank you so much for
this. Thank you.
And congratulations on surviving breast cancer too.
Thank you.
Not once, but twice.
Twice, yes.
That's amazing. Well, Sharon Mead, she oncology navigator, thank you so much for joining us on Focus on the Community.
Okay.
And they can stop by anytime, and if they have any kind of questions,
any
right?
Any questions, anytime.
Wonderful. She's got all the information for you. And thank you again. You're listening to Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9 WAMW. I am Renee Lyle, and thank you for joining us on this Saturday morning.